46. Caleb. Caleb moved to the front of the Liberators as Stacker descended the steps into the cargo hold.
Liberators! Attention!
Caleb snapped. The rest of the unit moved into place behind him, and they all came to attention as Stacker reached the group.
We're almost in position, Stacker said. Grab your gear. We drop in 5.
Yes, sir,
they barked back, immediately going into motion. Most of the Liberators had already finished organizing. They were dressed in full combat armor, plasma rifles strapped to their backs and helmets resting nearby. Caleb was nearly ready, too. He had left the skin behind, stashed into a small compartment near the reactor for safekeeping. He wore the combat armor Stacker had brought him instead, comfortable in its familiarity. He had snapped on the helmet and connected to the unit's subnetwork a few minutes later, the action momentarily bringing him back over 200 years to his former life as a space marine. For a moment, he wasn't in the dropship with these new squadmates. He was prepping for action with his vultures. Sho, Washington, Banks, Habib. They were all gone now. Except for Washington. And he was hundreds of light years away.
What kind of ordnance are we looking to recover, General?
Caleb asked, following Stacker over to the side of the cargo hold and the robotic arms that held his powered armor.
We've got all kinds of munitions, Stacker replied. But I'm most interested in the Scuzz rockets and the enhanced plasma rifles.
Enhanced plasma?
About 10 times the heat density and charge of the P-90 on your back, Stacker said. They use mineral components mined from the asteroids outside Proxima to manage the heat load without exploding in your face. The plasma cannons on board use an older version of the tech.
He stepped back into the center of the arms, which immediately went to work placing the powered armor over him.
What about the rockets?
Essentially mini-nukes. One warhead separates into 100 delivery vehicles, similar to the cluster bombs we used earlier, only about 100 times more powerful. They were designed as anti-spacecraft weapons, in the event the enemy utilizes swarm tactics or high volumes of air or spaceborne targets. Considering the trife, that idea isn't too far-fetched.
He paused while the arms dropped the large helmet over him, screwing it to the rest of the armor. The front visor slid open.
We never wanted to use them here, but we kept some of them because we knew we might not always have an option. If what you say about these Jaxcloth is true, we're probably going to need them.
Roger that, General, Caleb said.
We have other weapons inside. Nearly 50 years' worth of munitions we've held back from Proxima. Enough to put up a good fight.
Enough to win?
Not on our own. That's part of the problem. Whatever Proxima thinks about Earth and the people who live on it, none of us are going to make it through this without working together. And even then, the odds are bad. There's no point trying to pretend they aren't.
Agreed. They were bad the last time I was here, too. We aren't extinct yet. And both the Hunger and the Axon do have weaknesses. It's up to us to exploit them.
I like the way you think, Caleb.
The arms finished assembling the armor. Stacker stepped forward out of the machine, turning back to grab his large rifle from its mount on the bulkhead. He snapped it to his back, keeping the visor up as he crossed the hold to the rear ramp.
Liberators, he snapped. Line up!
Caleb grabbed his helmet and joined Stacker at the head of the line, while the other Liberators filled in behind them, 2 by 2.
Are we going in hot, General? Caleb asked.
Lukewarm, Stacker replied. No positive identification of any obvious threats, but all things considered, I'm assuming the worst.
Yes, sir.
Buckets on. Sound off.
Caleb dropped his helmet over his head, hearing it click into place, connecting to the rest of the combat armor. The HUD activated in front of him, and he waited until his connection turned green before speaking.
Liberator 1, check.
Sergeant Walt was next.
Liberator 2, check.
Liberator 3, check,
Corporal Hotch said, a nervous quiver in his voice.
Liberator 4, check,
Corporal Dane said, his voice like gravel.
Liberator 5, check,
Private Yasko snapped, her response sharp and eager.
Liberator 6, check.
Private Kai replied, his soft inflection more like a meditation.
Liberator Prime, Stacker said. Check.
Parabellum, Pyro said. Check. We're closing on the target. Skids down in 30 seconds. Still no sign of alien activity, try for otherwise. General, there's a small group of nomads camped about 2 clicks from the main. We're going to draw their attention.
How many?
20 or so, and their horses.
6, 5, you've got guard duty, Stacker said. They get too close, scare them off.
Yes, sir, they replied.
20 seconds, Pyro said, counting down. 15 seconds.
Stacker hit the control pad for the ramp. It clunked and began to drop, letting the air start rushing in.
10 seconds.
Wedge formation, Stacker said. I've got point. Nice and easy.
The ramp continued to drop. Caleb could feel the sharp downward motion of the craft, controlled enough to keep them on their feet. He could see the landscape approaching through the newly opened space.
Is that...
His heart started to race, old memories flooding back.
It is, isn't it?
5 seconds,
Pyro announced. Ishek was right.
General, Caleb said, I know this place. This is where the Deliverance was built. This was home.